Mark Williams, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's so wonderful to be here and to start off 2023 with a bang, I suppose.
Absolutely. Well, I actually would love to just take a little look back before we head into the new year officially together. The first chapter of your first season as TSO CEO is complete. What are your thoughts on the last few months?
It's so exciting, and I'm rather breathless about everything that happened. I mean, in a few short months, we started the final part of our centennial season, opened the season with fantastic concerts, an open house that reached over, you know, nearly 4,000 people, a centennial gala with Yo-Yo Ma, launched a project with Cam H, Messiah. I mean, you name it. It seems like everything has happened. So I'm very happy to have had the break over the holidays. Let's put it that way.
I bet. Well, maybe that's the answer to my next question, which is that, you know, I'm sure with concerts up and running, you know, in a normal way, shall we say, for the first time in a few years, I'm sure it was quite overwhelming and for that and many other reasons. But was there a moment this fall when you stopped and thought, okay, I've landed here?
You know, I have to say, oddly enough, it was at that very first concert of the season where the orchestra played, among other things, Scheherazade. And it was that feeling of ownership, of looking on stage and, first of all, seeing a group of people that I know and feeling like this is my orchestra, these are my people. And I don't mean my orchestra as the CEO. I mean my orchestra as a member of this community. You know, coming back to the hall and seeing people that I know and just feeling like I'd really landed and that this is my home. So it was a very, very happy feeling.
Well, and one of the wonderful things that you've managed to do this fall is to renew Gustavo Jimeno's contract.
Yes, that was a very exciting moment. It's obviously a great joy to be the person who gets to announce that to the orchestra and to the community. But you know, I think we all know that Gustavo is such a star and such an important member of this musical family. And so I'm thrilled that he will be with us through the 29-30 season, at least.
That is fantastic news. Now, looking ahead, as you mentioned, it is the new year. The rest of the season lies ahead. There's a lot that's exciting on the horizon. You've got amazing programs, stellar guests. What are you eagerly anticipating in the second half of the concert season?
You know, I'm a huge lover of vocal music, and the program that we're doing on January 11, 12, 14, and 15 of the Mozart Requiem with Michael Francis is one that I'm very excited about, not only because the Mozart Requiem is there, and that's a fantastic piece, but the beginning of the concert, the first half, is crafted in such a way where we're hearing sort of Renaissance vocal music juxtaposed with more contemporary orchestral pieces. And I just think it's such a fantastic concept, right? Hearing Allegri Miserere opposite Beethoven Grosse Fuge. I just think the programming is brilliant. I'm really looking forward to the debut of Sheku Kanamason. He's playing Elgar with us the following week. He's just one of the most exciting young musicians on the scene right now, just in terms of his musical ability, the beauty of his sound, his charisma, stage presence. He's just someone you want to be around and someone you want to hear play. And of course, we are going on tour with our coming up on our centennial tour that'll take us to Ottawa, to Carnegie Hall, and to Chicago. So those are just a few of the many things that have me excited about this part of the season.
I know, I was having a look ahead and trying to pick something for myself, and I really can't. There's too much. You've got Víkingur Ólafsson coming, Nicola Benedetti. They've got reggae roots, like lots of really fun stuff going on. Murdoch Mysteries, something for everyone.
Yeah, we're definitely keeping busy, and we will be announcing shortly a couple of special performances that will take the orchestra out of the hall and into the community. And I'm very much looking forward to being able to talk about that a bit more. But again, you know, thinking about something for everyone. It's also a little bit about being someplace for everyone. So not just at Roy Thompson Hall, but coming to your community and meeting our audiences where they are. So it's a really exciting time to be at the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, I remember you alluding to that ambition in the past, and I'm excited to hear how it's coming to fruition. Also excited to think about what might be ahead in the 2023-24 season, because I also know that this time of year is when those plans are firming up. Is there anything you can tell us about what's in store?
All I can tell you is it is a season not to be missed. And as we were thinking about it, you know, what does that season look like when it's not your centennial, right? It's 101. What does 101 years mean? How do you create a season that really speaks to what the next 100 years of this great orchestra might look like? And I think that Gustavo and the team here have done a great job in crafting that, and I can't wait to share it with you.
Oh, we'll certainly be talking all about it right here on Sunday night at the TSO when the time comes. In the meantime, a very happy new year to you, and the very best to you, your husband, and all of our TSO family in 2023.
Same to you. Happy New Year.